as is the face of future shopping. Stay safe.
Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 54 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 40s. Then, tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, December 6th, 2020. Life and Times. SpaceX to launch ECISD mission patches. OA News at OAOA.com. When SpaceX launches its 21st commercial resupply services mission from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida Saturday, two mission patches created by two Ector County ISD students will be making the voyage. Amaya Villanueva, 17-year-old senior at Odessa Collegiate Academy, and Sophia Patino, who attends Bowie, created the patches. Communications Officer Mike Adkins said it has been a long road. SpaceX was supposed to launch last year, but it got postponed and then COVID-19 hit. It was supposed to launch Wednesday, but at last report, it was supposed to launch today. Villanueva didn't know her patch might be heading into space until Friday morning. She designed a patch inspired by the Magic School Bus for her art class because it was a requirement. Villanueva said she never thought she would win and didn't design her patch with that intention in mind. She added that the idea of an astronaut wearing her patch was crazy to her. In these photos from March 2019, Amaya Villanueva left, now a senior at Odessa Collegiate Academy, and Sophia Patino, right, now a seventh grader at Bowie Middle School, posed with certificates and patches that were expected to head to the International Space Station Saturday. The two were recognized by the ECISD school board last year. Courtesy photos.
Skip the holidays. How to spend added time making memories. Family features. Making time to reconnect with loved ones is a wish topping many lists this holiday season, so set aside the chaos and commit to doing more this year. More of what you truly enjoy, that is. These time-saving holiday hacks from the Chinette brand can help curb your time commitments so you can focus on personal connections and celebrating good cheer with loved ones instead. Spread out prep time. If you're busy putting the final touches on a meal as guests begin to arrive, you'll miss out on the excitement as the party begins. Rely on tricks to spread your meal preparation out over the days before your event, such as making sides and casseroles ahead of time and freezing them, so all you have to do on the big day is pop them in the oven. Mashed potatoes are a notorious last-minute time suck, so make them early in the day and keep them warm in a slow cooker. Just add a bit of cream and stir periodically to keep them soft and fluffy. Simplify cleanup. After enjoying a meal surrounded by loved ones, there's no reason to halt the conversation while you slip away to bring order back to the kitchen. Cover dishes and put perishables away, then return to your guests for the quality time you deserve. If you use disposable tableware, there's even less to worry about later. For example, Chinette Classic White products make cleanup easy, so you can spend more time with friends, family, and guests. The plates and bowls are strong enough to serve the heaviest, messiest meals with style. Then you can simply toss them when you're done. Shop local for shortcuts. Local businesses are feeling the crunch of 2020 in a big way, but you can give them a boost while you're doing yourself a time-saving favor. Pick up a pie or a specialty dessert from a local bakery. Inquire about family-sized sides from the family restaurants in your community. Also, remember to check with school-aged children you know, as many seasonal fundraisers offer pre-made holiday desserts and other treats you can share with guests with minimal effort. Get out of the house. If you've spent too much time this year looking at your own surroundings, getting away from it all may lift your spirits while saving the hours you'd pour into getting your home ready for entertaining. Community groups with their own facilities often have space available to rent, and these spaces are typically large enough to maintain social distancing requirements and are subject to rigorous cleaning protocols. Alternately, if you're keeping the guest list small, renting a vacation home offers the opportunity to turn the seasonal celebration into a short road trip for added memories and joy. With some simple decorations, you can create a fun atmosphere for your holiday event and skip the headaches of hosting at home. Go short and sweet. If the idea of a full-fledged dinner event is stretching you too thin, look for festive ways to scale back. For example, a dessert-only party lets you gather with loved ones and keep the focus on the company rather than the food. Plan themed stations with different styles of desserts and consider asking family members to help stock each station with their own favorite treats. Add a touch of style by placing a stack of Chinette cut crystal dessert plates at each station so guests can sample all their favorites while they mingle. The collection also includes cups and stemless wine glasses, ideal for a beverage table or single servings of desserts, like mousse or parfaits. Find more ways to manage your time this holiday season at mychinette.com. Master Gardeners, Great Gift Ideas for the Gardener in Your Life by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. Have you finished shopping or have you yet to start? If you have a gardener or someone yearning to garden, following are suggestions that might help you with your gifts. The stores and the internet are full of outdoor ornaments, birdhouses, sundials, a trellis, or even a water garden. Stocking stuffers are easy to find in the garden section of any store. Every gardener likes to have a few pair of gloves. When pruning roses, it is nice to have a pair that is longer to keep from getting scratched. A pair of garden shoes that you can easily slip in and out of are available at local stores. Most gardeners prefer a cart with four wheels as opposed to a wheelbarrow. A wheelbarrow tilts easily when carrying plants and mulch on uneven ground. When buying, be sure you measure the width of your yard gate to be sure the cart will pass through. Garden calendars are inexpensive and a great gift. Most have hints about what should be taken care of in that particular month. Try to find one that has a large square for each day, since most serious gardeners make notes about what is planted and the date that plant should mature. A magazine subscription, yes, those are still around, is also a good gift. Texas Gardener is one of my favorites. It is written by professors of Texas A&M and master gardeners from across the state. A trip to one of the botanical gardens in Texas would be a welcome gift. Call and be sure about open hours and restrictions regarding COVID. Local nurseries also sell gift certificates. I love to get those because I can buy plants, containers, or mulch when I need it throughout the year. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Composting reduces waste, conserves water. Composting is a part of the natural process of decomposition. Leaves drop from trees, grass clippings are left on the lawn after mowing. Living plants die, and over time all these organic materials break down or decompose. The rich, dark brown, crumbly soil-like material that results is called compost. Composting is a great way to put waste back into the landscape in the form of compost and can assist in reducing fertilizer applications, conserve water, and decrease the volume of wastes entering landfills. Compost can also be used by other living things in the landscape, and instead of going into a landfill, these wastes become a valuable resource. Some basics of composting in West Texas focus on decreasing the evaporation rate while still maintaining good airflow of your compost pile. To ensure success with composting in West Texas, follow the rules below. Use a 3-foot by 3-foot bin with almost solid sides. This will help manage the airflow and decrease evaporation. If your bin already has too much airflow, line the inside with plastic or cardboard to combat that. You must also leave about 1 inch of airspace at the bottom of the bin. Air intake from the bottom is best for decomposition. Next, you must use materials that decompose slowly to maintain airspace and can also resist compression from the weight of the top of the pile. Such materials that are ideal for this are twigs, logs, or mulch. Place about 6 to 8 inches of these directly on the soil. Here in West Texas, compost piles do best in complete shade. The bin must also be placed on soil, not concrete or asphalt. These surfaces heat up quickly and increase evaporation. Next, begin layering green and brown materials in the bin, with each layer being approximately 6 inches. Brown items are carbon-rich and include things like straw, pine needles, small branches, dryer lint, dry grass clippings, dried plant materials, sawdust, and shredded paper. Green items that are nitrogen-rich are things like wet grass trimmings, fresh plant clippings, vegetable and fruit waste, alfalfa pellets, tea bags, coffee grounds, and their filters, unbleached. Make sure to cover your pile with newspaper, plastic, cardboard, tarp, straw, or dry leaves. This will decrease moisture loss and help control insects. Make sure to water and mix your pile as needed. Average watering is done 2 to 3 times a week, but you may adjust according to your personal liking. When it comes to mixing, every week or two should be enough. Hopefully, these simple steps help inspire everyone to at least take a shot at composting to help reduce landfill waste, as well as help fertilize their garden with things we all have at home. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Castagnone, JEANETTE.CASTANON, at ag.tamu.edu or visit aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Jeanette Castagnone. Castagnone is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castagnone@ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. Mateo, a 3-month-old male cat, needs to be adopted into a good home. Star, a 6-month-old female bulldog mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Mateo or Star or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane. Call 381-5503. Visit www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50. Photos courtesy of Odessa Humane Society.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, December 5th, 2020, Section A. ECISD earns honors in fossil art contest by Ruth Campbell. On several levels, Ector County ISD had a good showing in its first effort to take part in National Fossil Day Art Contest. The National Park Service, NPS, and National Fossil Day Partners sponsored the art contest to celebrate the 11th annual National Fossil Day. The 2020 National Fossil Day celebration was scheduled for October 14th during Earth Science Week, the NPS website said. The theme for this year's contest was Life of the Paleozoic Oceans. For this theme, we would like contest participants depict aquatic organisms from the Paleozoic oceans, particularly those found in the United States. The Paleozoic era, 541 to 250 million years ago, was the earliest of the three geologic eras with diverse life and is subdivided into six geologic periods: the Cambrian, Ordovician, Silurian, Devonian, Carboniferous, and Permian, the site said. The 2020 National Fossil Day logo featured a variety of sea creatures that formed and lived within a 270 million year old Permian reef from the Glass Mountains and Guadalupe Mountains of Texas and New Mexico, the site said. Gavazos Elementary School fifth grader Yadio Duarte, 10, and Burleson Elementary School kindergarten bilingual teacher Melissa Hernandez earned national honorable mention. Duarte was also the grade and district level winner. He said he was very excited about winning the contest and has always enjoyed drawing. Duarte said it's fun to discover things about dinosaurs and searched for images to draw online. He said he created the drawing in pencil and it took him a few days. ECISD Innovation Instructional Specialist Mary Fulton said this is the first year the district has participated in the National Fossil Art Contest. Fulton said she appreciates that campuses were able to make time to take part in the midst of COVID-19. And other things. Of course, next year we're hoping for bigger and better, Fulton said. She added that it's beneficial for students anytime you can make learning relate to the real world. That's our goal, is to ignite that curiosity and discovery and make it engaging and fun for those kiddos, Fulton said. Hernandez said she started her piece in pencil and then added pen and oil pastels. She earned a degree in multidisciplinary studies and a minor in geology. In college, I was really interested in geology and paleontology, and I did take some classes. It has always been a passion of mine, and I started looking into the National Fossil Day. Hernandez's drawing was of two ammonites, which she said was part of the Permian Sea. She found out by checking her phone that she'd gotten honorable mention. I was scrolling down my phone. My first thought was I didn't get anything, but I went to the very, very end, and there was my drawing. So I got super excited, and I ran to tell my brother and to tell my mom, basically everyone, Hernandez said. Born in Texas, Hernandez said she grew up in Mexico and spent her high school years in Florida. It was when I entered college that I moved here to Odessa. That has been around 7 years that I've lived here, she said. She added that to this day, her mother sends her pictures of her artwork from kindergarten. I've always liked drawing, and for a while I didn't pursue that hobby, but after I started working with kids and after college, I started drawing more. I'm still getting better. There's still a lot to learn, Hernandez said. She said she was honored and surprised that she'd been recognized because, like I said, I was not expecting it. I did it like a fun thing to do. I know my skills are not as advanced as some of the participants, but it was a great honor to have that honorable mention, Hernandez said. She added that she really enjoys teaching kindergarten and that her mother was a teacher as well, so she has to thank her for pushing her that direction. Her students didn't understand how big a deal it was that she'd been recognized, but they were pretty excited the day the innovation department gave me the medal. They were super excited. Honestly, every time we draw or something, they try to imitate me. They want to be as good, Hernandez said. She added that she tries to set a positive example for her students and encourage them not to put limits on themselves. Sometimes we put limits on ourselves that shouldn't be. I try to have that mentality with them, Hernandez said. She added that she's glad to work with amazing people like the Innovation Department and her colleagues at Burleson. I have a lot of great co-workers who always support me, Hernandez said. Other winners. Second grade, Sam Houston Elementary, Sydney Perry. Third grade, Nolan Bright, Milam Elementary. Eighth grade, Josiah Bright, Bonham Middle School. 10th grade, Chloe Acosta, George H.W. Bush, New Tech, Odessa. The judges were Michael Zavada, University of Texas Permian Basin, Amy Kim, UTPB, Mara Bland, Petroleum Museum, Annie Stanley, Ellen Knoll Art Museum, and Chris Stanley, UTPB. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, December 6th, 2020. MC Grad Returns to Community College Roots by Rebecca Bell, Midland College Executive Director for Institutional Advancement. Midland. Andres Andy Reyes grew up in Andrews. He was raised by his Mexican immigrant grandparents, who he said probably just had a third or fifth grade education. His grandfather was a farmer. Reyes graduated from Andrews High School in 2006 and enrolled in Midland College. Today, Reyes holds a master's degree in athletic training, a bachelor's degree in exercise and sports science, and an EMT certification. He is a licensed athletic trainer and a national board certified athletic trainer. He has been on several athletic training teams, including two summer internships with the Dallas Cowboys football team. I'm really just a guy from West Texas, Reyes said. I was born and raised here, and after having lived in the Metroplex for a while, I'm glad to be back in West Texas. Since fall 2019, Reyes has been the head athletic trainer for South Plains College in Levelland. His journey to this point in his career has taken him to various university, college, high school, and professional sports teams. He said that he is glad to be back at a community college. It felt like the right thing for my career when I landed the job at South Plains College, Reyes explained. If it wasn't for a community college, I wouldn't be where I am today. Reyes was a student athletic trainer while he was at Andrews High School. Jeff Bass, his high school athletic trainer, encouraged him to study athletic training in college and introduced him to Sonia Makeska, MC's athletic trainer. I had no idea about college and how to enroll, Reyes says. We definitely couldn't afford college tuition, but Sonia walked me through every step of the way and helped me get scholarships. I stayed at Midland College for 3 years because in addition to an associate degree, I also took classes to become a certified EMT. As an athletic training student at MC, I mainly worked with the baseball team. My last year, I also helped with basketball and other sports. From the moment Andy came to the Midland College campus up to now, he demonstrated a level of maturity, attention to details, and a base of knowledge that is uncommon, Forrest Allen, MC Athletic Director, said. It was clear to us that he would be a success story for his family and would be an alumnus we could point to as representative of what is possible for all of our students. In 2009, Reyes transferred to Texas Tech and continued pursuing his education as an athletic trainer. While there, he was an athletic trainer, student for the Red Raiders football team, and interned during the summers with the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, San Antonio, and Oxnard, California. After graduating from Tech in 2011, he spent a year interning as an athletic director with the Texas Tech track team. In 2012, Reyes began taking courses at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in Lubbock, and in 2014, he graduated with a master's degree in athletic training. After completing his master's degree, Reyes worked at Brewer High School in Fort Worth as the assistant athletic trainer. "I couldn't get back to West Texas fast enough," Reyes said. "I was really glad when I was hired as the head athletic trainer at Monterey High School in Lubbock so that I could move closer to home. I enjoyed being at a high school, but now that I'm at a community college, I feel like this is really where I belong. I guess it's because a community college did so much for me when I first started my higher education journey." As head athletic trainer at South Plains College, Reyes administers to the needs of 130 to 150 athletes in three sports, basketball, track, and rodeo. "Coming from a large 5A high school where we had 700 to 800 athletes, it's nice to be where I'm able to devote more attention to the athletes," Reyes said. The three sports all have different types of injuries. Track definitely sees the most injuries, but those are pretty minor compared to rodeo injuries. That's where we see some pretty severe stuff, like torn ACLs, broken bones, and dislocated joints. Reyes enjoys the feel of a community college. "I run into the college president, Dr. Satterwhite, all the time," he said. "He knows my name, and we visit with one another. That's something that doesn't happen at larger universities. In fact, Dr. Satterwhite and I knew each other when I was a graduate student. At the time, he was a dean at Texas Tech Health Sciences Center." Reyes lives in Levelland with his five-month-old border collie named Needle. He said that he likes the small-town atmosphere. It reminds him of Andrews. He still keeps in touch with Sonia McKeska and Forrest Allen. "Sonia helped me so much, not only when I was at Midland College, but also later as I continued with bachelor's and master's degrees. She's a mentor and a good friend. Forrest and I get together when he is in Lubbock for regional tournaments. I still think about the people at MC. David Coleman, who was baseball coach when I was there, gave me a job recommendation when I was a grad student so that I got a rotation working with the Texas Tech baseball team. Another outstanding teacher at MC is history professor Dr. Todd Houck. I really enjoyed his class. He put history in great perspective." Reyes also left an impact on the athletic training department at Midland College. "Andy came to us having new ideas on how to do things in the athletic training room," McKeska recalled. "I admired the confidence he had in his abilities and the pride he took in the work he did and the work that was set before him. He carried himself as a professional, even before he was one. Now that Andy has become a colleague, those same impressive attributes he had as a student have become an overwhelming sense of pride for me in that he was once one of mine. I share the community college value with my athletic training students," Reyes said. "A community college is the best bang for your buck. The professors are approachable, and I encourage my students to build relationships with their professors. I tell my students to get the most out of the time that they're here. Community colleges are a special place."
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.